More than a quarter of coronavirus deaths in Florida are linked to nursing homes and assisted living facilities. Residents of these facilities are especially vulnerable to get COVID-19, as are the staff taking care of them. The situation is causing a lot of stress for families, and some may be wondering if the safer option is to bring their loved ones home. Health News Florida's Stephanie Colombini talks about that question with researchers at the University of South Florida's School of Aging Studies.
With in-person visitation banned and limited information coming from the state, Floridians with family members in long-term care facilities are wrestling with decisions about how to protect their loved ones. USF researcher Lindsay Peterson encourages people to ask themselves, under normal circumstances, would I be able to bring my family member home and take care of them?
If the answer to that would be yes, then they should probably do it. If the answer to that is no, if they're thinking of this as just a temporary solution, they probably should not bring them home.
Peterson says there's a few reasons for that. For one thing, families may lack the equipment and manpower to do all the things necessary to properly care for their loved one. There's also no guarantee the facility would have room to take that resident back once things calm down.
And one of the bigger questions is, are there other family members coming and going from the household? And if that's the case, then they're just as at risk in the household as in the nursing home.
Peterson and her colleague, Catherine Heyer, have been studying the effects of evacuating long-term care facilities during hurricanes. Their research into Hurricane Irma found few families of nursing home residents decided to take care into their own hands, but a lot did for residents at assisted living facilities. Heyer says after the storm, many facility managers reported those residents returned in worse condition.
The family remarked at how difficult it was to take care of the family member. Some of the administrators said those residents, particularly those with dementia, came back far more disoriented. There may have been difficulty even with managing the medications.
Still, the researchers know this can be an incredibly difficult time for families. They have limited contact with their loved ones and have to rely on video chats or visits from outside bedroom windows to stay connected. And they're not always getting the best information. The Department of Health recently started releasing the names of elder care facilities with confirmed cases. But the list lacks details, including how many cases and deaths are at each home and whether it was a resident or a staff member that was infected. Some facilities have also been removed from the list because they didn't have cases, and others are missing that reportedly did. Lindsay Peterson says transparency is essential.
Because that's when people get angry and upset, is when they think things are being hidden from them.
She urges families to communicate directly with facility administrators and nursing directors and to ask very specific questions.
How they're hand washing, PPE, if they have enough personal protective equipment, what they're doing for social stimulation. Not only how they're protecting the resident, but how they're also trying to provide usual care. And every family member has a right to ask all those questions.
And Peterson says if a family member has an issue they don't feel is being addressed, they should file a complaint with a state long-term care ombudsman or agency for healthcare administration. Catherine Heyer says while there are some bad actors, it's important to note that many facilities, including ones with cases of COVID-19, are doing everything they can to take care of residents. She says nurses and other staff should be commended.
There are people working every day very hard, and this has never been easy work.
Both researchers are calling on the state to increase testing at nursing homes. Governor Ron DeSantis has been dispatching National Guard personnel to conduct testing at dozens of facilities where cases have been found, and some homes have privately arranged to test their residents and staff. More testing will help facilities keep residents safe and give family members more peace of mind. For Health News Florida, I'm Stephanie Colombini.